In the early 90s, before the construction of the current Georgia Dome, then-Mayor Maynard Jackson told a newspaper, quote, "When that dome opens up, it's not going to be business as usual in Vine City. We want the sidewalks fixed and the streets properly paved." 20 years later, Vine City and neighboring English Avenue remain plagued by vacant homes, high unemployment, and crumbling infrastructure. Skepticism between neighborhood leaders and city officials were on full display at last week's 6th Community Benefits Committee meeting.
There's uneasiness, there's frustration about this, there has been from the beginning, and here we are again.
Reverend Howard Beckham of the English Avenue Vine City Ministerial Alliance said he was deeply concerned about follow-through.
I'd like to make a motion that this committee will not be disbanded and this process will not end until this committee develops a community benefits agreement.
For neighborhood leaders, a community benefits agreement is key. Legally, it makes the committee's work binding. In practical terms, it assures locals will influence how the money is spent. At-large city councilman and committee chair Michael Julian Bond.
Reverend Beckham, I'm going to rule your motion out of order.
But he reassured Beckham it's his intention to end with an agreement. At a previous meeting, Mayor Kasim Reed said the same thing. His representative on the committee, Katrina Taylor Parks, reiterated the mayor's position, but grew impatient about having to return to the issue.
It is the intention, as the mayor said before, to have some type of agreement to follow the plan that the community has been involved in. Now, we've not hashed that out because we can't get through the beginning of the plan.
Councilman Ivory Young, who currently represents Vine City and English Avenue, shot back and said given past failures, city officials should allow as much time as necessary.
All of us can agree that we've not produced the outcomes that we've hoped for.
The next committee meeting takes place October 3rd at Atlanta City Hall. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.